So I'm actually a little disappointed in myself right now because my job, like there was a thing called Sunday Funday at my job where they were kind of going to get together at this restaurant in the city nearby, and unfortunately for me, I like I said, I'm not from Texas, I'm not from this city, so I tried to drive over there, I got lost, I panicked, I came back. Essentially, that's what happened. And I am not proud of that. Also, I'm eating noodles. Also, I'm eating noodles so because I got hungry. But yeah, like I'm actually a little, but yeah, I'm disappointed in myself though because I actually did kind of want to go to that. I actually did kind of want to go there and hang out with my coworkers and stuff like that. Just sort of like get them to know who I am and stuff like that. And also, I don't really get a chance to go out and hang out like with people like that. Like, right? And the thing is, like, I'm aware that there's a possibility that, there's always it could be because, oh, I'm a antisocial, but I'm not antisocial. I'm just broke. Wasted gas, man. I really wish I would have just like stayed in the house. Or at least kind of like drove over there before I or at least I drove like probably like drove over there when I actually have like money in my pocket so I can put gas in the car. But yeah, from what I'm told, they're gonna most likely start doing that stuff like that a little bit more, which would be kind of cool. But until then, I don't know. I'm gonna just most likely just kind I don't know. I'm gonna just most likely do something. There is, like I said, I want to try to like, I do want to interact with my coworkers a little bit more because I actually do like my coworkers. So it kind of like, I would like to kind of interact with some of them a little bit more. But my whole thing is that like, my whole thing is that like they're like a lot of everybody lives further away from me. Like I live in Texas City. They live in what's what I'm looking for? I live in Texas City. They live in like cities like Webster and Dickinson and stuff like that. And I'm not from Texas, so I don't know these cities. Like okay, to put this in perspective, like when I was li like if I'm living in Baton Rouge, I'm living in a place like there's there's Baton Rouge and then there's like Baker, Zachary, I don't know, Opelousas, I'm guessing. Like there's a bunch of neighboring cities, but it's like it's all Baton Rouge. And I feel like that's the case here, except like, places are just so much bigger and like stuff like that. And plus, I don't really like go out. I don't go out that often. Like when I go out, I go to work, I come back to the house. I go to training and I go back to the house. Anything else? Is like if it's on the way to work or if it's on the way to training, I'll do that. But like I don't go there or do that as often as I like to. Like I don't like I'm a formula guy, you know what I mean? Like every so often like I actually did kind of want to visit my cousin a little bit more. Sorry, I have some good noodles. I actually do kind of like want to visit my cousin, but she lives an hour away from me. Like, if I had money to put gas in the car, I would go more. I would go places more. I would hang out with people more. I would do a lot more. But gas is not like gas ain't. It's not that gas ain't cheap. It's just that. It's not even that gas ain't cheap. It's just as much as it's just simply like like I can't be doing all that driving. You know what I mean? So it kind of just sort of bums me out a little bit. So there's that. What else is there? What else is there? So I talked about so on my YouTube, on my most recent video, I talked about the Quiet on the Set documentary with the Quiet on the Set documentary with the the basically the tell all or the tell some anyway about Nickelodeon and basically, what it was doing to some of their teenagers. Amanda Bynes definitely deserves better than what she got for sure. Dan Schneider is a monster. We already know this. But it was just like, there's a lot of things that we kind of went into. There is, you know, like, it makes me sort of question this thing. It makes me sort of like, you know, it makes me kind of makes me wonder specifically, why can't things just be nice? That's my question. Why can't things just be nice? Like, I understand that, you know, in society, you know, as we get older, we're supposed to just sort of like accept that there's a possibility that there's just this sort of like belief system dedicated to the idea that things just aren't going to be nice sometimes. But like, why can't things be nice? There's this whole perspective, there's this whole approach to like, oh, there's no such thing as the utopia. Nobody's perfect, yada, yada, yada. But my whole thing is that, like, I understand that nobody's perfect and there's no such thing as a utopia. But why should I have to be okay with bullies and sociopaths and people out here just picking on other people and people out here just messing with other people all the time? Like, why should I have to be okay with that? Why can't things just be nice? What's wrong with being nice? What's wrong with treating people like people? What's wrong with just leaving people alone if you don't like them? There's a lot of things that do need to be punished. There's a lot of things that do need to be punished, but a person just existing shouldn't be one of them. And the thing that really kind of annoys me is that, like, you know, and the thing that kind of annoys me is that, like, we're kind of like put into the situation where we're just sort of forced to accept the fact that punishment and bullying and harassment and harm are like just natural. And these are things that should just like, these are things that just, oh, well, we should just, oh, well, this stuff away. And I hate that. I hate the fact that we just, oh, well, things. You know what I mean? Like, what if, like, I don't like bullies. And I don't like the idea that we're supposed to just be okay with bullies. I don't like, you know, like, you know, if we can all get together and agree that Dan Schneider is a monster, that Dan Schneider is a predator, Dan Schneider did something to kids, then why can't we have that same energy for people who attack schools with AR-15s? Why can't we have that same energy? Like, why can't we all agree that what happened to those kids at Nickelodeon was wrong, and at the same time have that same energy for, you know, like, people like there's so much, like, my whole thing is that, like, the more we delve into entertainment, the more we realize, like, I want to believe that the more we delve into the atrocities of entertainment, the more we kind of understand how relevant politics are. But the problem is that nobody wants to care about politics because politics is boring. It's, you know, it's kind of like the thing that nobody wants to think about, you know, politics. People want to think about, you know, people want to laugh. People want to be amused. People want to be entertained. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to, like, think about what's going on. Nobody wants to think about the atrocities that are committed into, like, societies and stuff like that. And that's what bothers me. You know, like, the homophobia with the, like, there's so much homophobia that is going on with the Diddy case that it's really easy to forget that what Diddy did was, what Diddy is, like, you know, has been apparently alleged of doing. I'm not sure specifically what, honestly. I don't follow that style of music, but I'm aware, like, I'm black, so I know who Puff Daddy is, but, like, not enough to, like, focus on exactly what he did. All I know is that he did something, and it was bad. And it's like, but for what it's worth, the stuff that he did, I'm just trying to figure out specifically, like, why are y'all being homophobic about it? You know what I mean? Because the jokes are, oh, he's gay. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's not the point. The point is that, like, he did something wrong. The point is that he did something bad, guys. Like, what do y'all, the point is that he did something bad and he got away with it because whoever's in charge of, like, punishing people for doing stuff like that didn't do anything to him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, holler for justice, for God's sakes. Like, don't just make fun of the guy just because don't make fun of the guy because apparently some man-on-man sex happened. It makes no sense. But that's what I'm saying. It's just like, why can't, but people would rather be bigoted instead of focusing on like actual concepts, man. And that's what's stressing me out. And I want to be, and I want to know specifically, like, why is that a thing that should just, you know, why can't things just be nice? Like, why do we have to be okay with terrible stuff? Why do we have to be okay with awful behavior? Why do we have to be okay with things being as bad as they are? And why is it that the only responses that we feel are necessary to challenge these things is to just be loud and destructive? You know what I mean? Like, I blame the patriarchy on that, honestly. These are some good noodles. I'm sorry. I am still eating these. I'm pretty sure my ex-roommate would probably, like, hear me eating out of the pot and would, like, want to slap me silly or something. But he can't, because he's not here. Sorry, these are good. One thing about me, I do make some pretty okay noodles. I used to be really intimidated about cooking things back in the day. So I never really liked to cook until I actually found myself having to cook because I live alone. I live by myself and I can't just live off of fast food. So I'm trying to get the hang of cooking. So, you know, I'm getting the hang of like boiling stuff in water. Cause once again, I never exactly like I did certain things on my own, but I was never a fan of using the stove because I was always afraid that the stove was just going to catch fire as soon as I turned it on. So, you know, I'm trying to like sort of like unintimidate, like confront this demon that I have, because it's like, if I don't, then I might end up finding myself starving. In any case though, like, but yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Like I said, there's this whole idea that there's no such thing as a utopia. And apparently because there's no such thing as a utopia, I'm supposed to just be like, okay, I'm supposed to just be okay with abuse and mistreatment and like pain and suffering and despair and stuff like that. And I'm not okay with that stuff. You know what I mean? And it's just annoying that we're kind of told that we're supposed to be, and then gaslit into being like, no man, nobody's telling us to be that way. You know, actually what's happening is that like, we're, you know, like actually what's happening is that this is, you know, this is nature. You know, in real life, this is what people do. This is how people are. It's like, no, real, we're doing stuff in real life right now. And in my real life, I don't want to be a terrible person who bullies people and makes people feel bad and hurts people and stuff like that. I don't want to be that guy. I'm aware that there's a possibility that I might end up being that guy because there's going to be some people out there that genuinely don't like me for whatever reason they can construct. But the fact of the matter is that like, that's not my intention. My intention is not to hurt people or make people feel bad or anything like that. My intention is to try my best to make people feel as good as possible. And I'm very frustrated at the fact that me simply wanting that is some kind of laughable cause or whatever. I don't get that, man. It's like, why can't we just be nice? You know what else, Don? Like, I've been getting into like a lot of YouTube content lately. And I basically went into the wrong side of YouTube because now there is a, you know, like now there's, I'm in this, there's apparently this subculture on YouTube of people who just like sort of get together and make like long videos dedicated to talking smack. Sorry, about other YouTubers. And, you know, you find out that there's a whole bunch of other YouTubers that are either A, beefing or B, assaulting minors and stuff like that. Like, you know, I don't know if you, once upon a time, every other person you didn't like, if you didn't like somebody, you and every other person was most likely going to call that person a predator. And you know, that was a thing back then. And like, you know, and apparently now that stuff hasn't stopped. So, you know, well, I've been like into that little subculture of YouTube lately, and it's like I said, it's just YouTube drama. But like as time went by, there was one video that ultimately did go viral, and it was dedicated to a website called Kick. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but you probably have. It's basically a dude who is basically a dude, like saying, you know, how to catch a kick predator, right? And he does that. You know, so this, like, something about chickens made a video about how he caught a kick predator, and then I recently learned that there's an entire, like, I was aware of the streaming community. I was aware of the streaming community because my ex-roommate, like, I don't want to say my ex-roommate because that sounds like me and him aren't even on speaking terms anymore, but it's like my old roommate, he used to be a streamer, and he was, like, really big into the stream and stuff like that. You know, like, you know, I call it the stream core community because it's stream and Discord. You know what I mean? Which I just think is kind of weird. I feel like, you know, we really, because, you know, rest in peace to Skype. You know what I'm saying? Skype was the GOAT. And, you know, like, I still use Skype personally, but, like, I use Discord too, but I still use Skype because I always appreciate the classics. I really need to, like, maybe get I wonder if I still got my live.com too while I'm talking about this. But, like, yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. I got into the StreamCore community thing, and, you know, I find out about, like, this website called Kick, and everybody being on there is apparently, like, just a monster in some fashion. And the first thing that's just going through my mind is just that, like, these are, like, a lot of these kids are, like, rich. You know what I mean? Like, they're rich. So it's like they most, like, there's a very whole thing about, there's a whole, like little Discord going, like a little political Discord going on. Like, why are these guys in jail for the stuff that they did? Because, you know, and the first thing that went through my mind is because it's Florida and they're rich. And you know, like, that can be changed, but people just have to care. And this, the kind of stuff has to kind of, like, be put out there that this is what's happening. This is what's happening to people right now. I'm yawning too much, man. I guess I'm just really tired. I'm going to go ahead and cut it short, but I'm going to end it on a positive note because I am really tired. Man, I got more subscribers on YouTube. You know, like, there will be more events from my job that I'll be able to check out and go to. Well, I'll be probably able to check out and go to. I am getting a little bit more money saved up in my pocket. I'm going to be spending a lot less money on certain things that I need. So that's definitely a game changer. Let's hope that sticks, because if I spend less, I save more, and if I save more, I'm good, you know, getting more hours at my job, and you know, that's something to look forward to. There's that. Yep, that is the that's the cutoff point, though. But yeah, good things are happening, crazy things are happening, bad things have happened, but that's about it. Love, peace, happiness. Y'all be easy.